Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Merry Christmas and happy, happy New Year. This is your host, Stacy, and this is the diary, probably for a while, not forever. You know, I just decided that, you know, I don't mind the charge because, you know, I pay for everything that I love to do anyway, but I thought maybe now is the time to just back off and finish up some of the other stuff I started long before the diary and get that finished up first and then maybe come back on. And I appreciate all of the free airtime Blog Talk was able to provide for the show and for things that I wanted to say. And I only started because a friend of mine, well, I guess ex-friend, well, no, who cares, an acquaintance of mine, said, hey, show for free. And I used to do it on a local radio with a Hispanic dude, and we were talking about black problems and Mexican problems. And you know, when I thought, hey, I could just do it like this, and it'd be just me. And so I started, and the one thing that not only this has shown me in my lifetime and a lot of other things is that when I do commit to something or I guess to something, I commit. I don't flake. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, whether it's this or, you know, and I commit easy. You know, I did this for over a year, and, you know, it took preparation. It took away every Sunday, which is sacred time for me, even though, you know, I have church at home all Sunday. I'm like, hey, I could just take a break and have the show and do church and go back. And I have to say, over this past year, this has been a miraculous wonder. Even the happiest fired person ever. And I thought, I'm going to send my ex-supervisor some flowers. Should I do it for Christmas? I'm like, no, because there's no telling when people take vacations, and I want to make sure she's there. I'm going to do it on the day they fire me. So I'm telling you, yeah, that's cool. So January 5th, I'm going to send her some flowers and just tell her thank you because she basically had such a wonderful life. Transforming, miraculous, faith, building faith, reaching, wonderful self, exploring, discovery year. And I don't think it would have ever happened quite the same way, quite as fast, if I didn't have so much free time on my hands and knew that I'm a different more for my life than just jumping back into another job, I try all the time. But, you know, that's not God's intention for me. I know what it is, and this has been a great year. So I figure, hey, you know, I'll come back. If you need me, $29, feel free. Say this is for next month. This is paid. Go to the website, www.aaasmg, because it cost me $29 a month, and I'm like, no, you know, they could come to the website on my awesome phone. Speaking of awesome phones, since last we spoke, I had a birthday. I'm 46 years now. And I got a HTC C as in cat. Android Ultimate is named, it should be Ultimate All. Because that is the best phone, and I'm a phone electronics chick. Have been since I started studying to Gary. That is the best phone with a 3G hotspot, Wi-Fi enabled, a zillion applications. So now I am on Skype calling you on my laptop, or I am on my 3G hotspot provided by Verizon. And I must say, awesome. No carrier gives me bars here in Natomas. Verizon, I got three. For life, I'll pay this bill. See, God made me end up with the right thing. I think I'm moving through it. Because I didn't get no damn service in my house. Verizon, you are tough. Android Ultimate, get them while they free. $700 phone. It should be because it is the shit. Okay, it does stuff. Oh, there's a game called Tilt. And it's a little ball, and you have it, and you can feel it as if there's a heavy ball. Actually, when it hits the sides and it hits, you got to avoid all the little holes until you get into the green, like a maze, where you got to hold it just right and tilt it. Oh, my God, what is this? What is this? Tilt, huh? I fell in love even more with those only a couple of hours ago. So play Tilt when you get the phone. Okay, if it's raining in your city, they'll show the rain, but then there'll be windshield wipers to wipe it off so you can see. It is a very beautiful phone. Okay, I don't know how many of these you'll sell. Verizon, because it's got the best coverage, but I'm sure other providers have it. Unless you can get it free, don't get it because it's $700. But it's worth it, and don't lose it. Get insurance. Oh, and if you get insurance, you better have a $100 deductible. That's how fat the phone is. And it's only going to get fatter. So, shit, you get insurance and lose it in 6 months. It's only going to be fatter. Ah, if you can love a thing, I love that phone. And I try not to love things. I love 1888 Ford Probe. I drove off the lot with only 22 miles on it. When I graduated from college, me and Jesse, we was in the probe. All right. And I love my HTC Android Ultimate. And this is a diary where I love you and I will continue on the life's journey. Now, why I wasn't on the show last week, we had a crazy the week, not Christmas, but the week before. The hairdresser came. I got my hair done. Cheryl gotten flat out. Black people have feathers. If you ever see black people with feathers, Oprah. Everybody was Oprah. Everybody had ponies when they, including me, under a Santa hat. Okay? Because it was bad. And my dreads was like golden brown. Like, woo! Brian. We get Brian out there. Brian is the shit. Okay? Black people have feathers on Christmas, before Christmas. Cheryl got flat iron. Kelly got flat iron. I got my shit colored and zipped up. Well, who else? I don't know. Jesse always tight, so Jesse didn't need nothing. But it was wonderful. So we having a party. I cooked. We had steaks, catfish, regular fish, beans, some Mexican beans. It was funny. And everybody's on Negro time. And if you know what Negro time is, that means you don't show up on time. So it was dinner, not brunch. So I had to convert omelets and potatoes. Oh, smothered potatoes into garlic mashed potatoes. Oh, my God. And then we had steak, and then we had everything because I love my family, and that's how I show my family. So we all got together. But then and Jesse had an event, and okay, my keys get lost. So my keys are in Arden. I live in the Thomas when it's time to do the show. Nobody can bring me in time for the show where I have to go where the internet is locked. So no show. No. And then I got notification that it's going to call. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to take a break. And this is why. I'm a dedicated person. I always have been. When my sister needed me, it didn't take me 2 seconds to drive me and my boys down there to Southern California. 2 weeks later, wheelchair on top of the PT cruiser. We headed back to where I couldn't walk. But somebody called me and said, sis, I can't. Nobody's coming to see me. I don't have this. I don't have that. Didn't take me anybody to decide to dedicate my, not only my life, which was very convenient, and my son's lives, who I have to commend to this day, they did exactly that their Aunt Tammy needed them to do, and they are men, and they are my sons, and that's why I'm very proud of them, because they didn't like having to wipe their auntie's ass because mom needed some sleep, but they did it and they didn't complain. So I raised men. That's why, you know, I raised men. Anyway, so I did that. And when my sister went back, I had no problem, although I was pissed because I knew she'd end up back up situation sometime in the future. And I would have wasted a whole lot of time getting her comfortable. But that's, anyway. And, but then I, you know, anyway. And then, you know, of course, a single mother very soon never intended on being, because when I had my two sons and planned on being a mother and a wife, when I was single and only children with the new business I developed and my three kids, I didn't dump the business nor the three kids like their father. I stuck with it. I was dedicated. I didn't even have relationships with anybody because I had thought it was important emotionally to keep the relationships among this little family that wouldn't be torn apart. So I was dedicated to kids, and that's gone on for now the past 23 years. And this is the first Christmas. And I remind my daughter, it's the first Christmas that I don't, first of all, don't have minor children, and I don't have to actually buy anybody anything for Christmas. And I was sharing with a friend of mine, and I said, you know, 20 years every Christmas, or no, every birthday, which is December 16th, and it's always a week prior to when she get a check or summer or whatever. That was always the week I got paid, but it was always the week I had to go buy my kids Christmas. I said, this is the first birthday where I didn't have to take the whole check or get 1,000 payday advances. So three babies, from babies to now adults, wouldn't feel like nobody on Christmas Eve. Because I can never remember a Christmas when my mother and father ever let me down. And I refuse to let my kids down regardless of the circumstance because it's dream. So I thought this year, you know, so it's okay. And my niece saying, now, look, you, it's okay. You did your job. You finished. You know, and now I decided, you know, that's exactly right. I can continue to be dedicated to Blog Talk and spend that time. Or you know what? I think Jerome would start to be dedicated to the things that Stacy actually wants and off top. I never say I deprive myself, but I never put myself first because I just couldn't. And now, 23 years later, and at 46 years old, hey, maybe I can. So, you know, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to play A Walk in the Sun because, it's like I said, this past year, I'm going to know that's what they use on The Secret Phenomenon. Because I've been following the law of attraction. I've been following the secrets to success. And, you know, and it's all about what you think and what you say and what you feel. And if all of those things are in line with what God thinks and feels for you, you'll prosper. So I'm going to play A Walk in the Sun because I'm walking in the sun. And I had a great Christmas. Eli had a great Christmas. Jesse had a great Christmas. This, the whole December 8th. And I've been concentrating on me all of December, and that's a change. That's a, I'm going to play A Walk in the Sun. This is a little thing. Nobody's me. It ain't like nobody listens to her when I'm on. Zero caller. So it was a good experience. I'll be back.
in my ear that it was sounding funky to me, I hope. And I hope it wasn't sounding funky to you. Only because I got the 3G hotspot. And it's amazing technology. I love it. I'm like, oh, I ain't putting it in there. They find out in 20 years I got a brain. I knew that brain because I put that big old square thing next to my head. But all that stuff is to make us better, not to make us worse. So next year, now year has come, I want everybody to think in a different way. Positive about yourself, positive. You want to take pride every to ask God for what you want and believe that you deserve it and work towards it. You know, I think, and I'm being, well, once again, born and raised in the Catholic Church. You know, God bless parents for, if nothing else, just instilling routine in their children, the knowledge that there is a God, but not only making us go to church. They did, because for them old-timey people, that's what you did, and that's what they did for their children, and thank God that they did. And that's another thing. I'm going to be taking this next year to work up a family reunion for my 10 siblings, and I told them if the next get-together is a funeral, count me out unless it's my own, because it's important that we honor our parents by getting together, because my father threw huge bashes for his kids for that very purpose, to get his children, his friends, his wife and her crazy self and her crazy drunk friends together and enjoy life. So, and my sister gave me the biggest compliment years ago. She saw the way before me daddy to us. And man, it gave me a better compliment. Because our pops was the shit. You knew he was proud to be in his kids. You know, but he disciplined your ass and he make you be an upstanding person. I go showing you, and your last name is Johnson. So I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know in a nice way or I can beat your ass. And with our dad, it was like you didn't want his feelings. Because you know it disappoint him if you're out there showing your ass and he find out. Like, oh, I got to tell Dad. And I only got in trouble behind my brother Kevin now that I think back. All the ass whoopings I ever got that I can remember that were all the ones I ever got. 2, 3. I was a good kid because I saw 10 other people getting their ass beat. Okay? So I ain't going to do that or that. That's why I love my damn siblings. They took a lot of ass whoopings for me. But I took a lot for Kevin. All right? And I hope he don't never forget that. Swimming next door when we wasn't supposed to. Oh, come on. They ain't going to see. They ain't going to know. Uh-huh. Until they see us over the fence. And we get our asses beat together. Uh-huh. Or ride your bike. I'll put it up before Dad comes home. Oh, okay, Kevin. I think that was the last straw with Kevin's ass. And then I started telling on him. If you make me climb another fence, I'm telling. All right, take the shortcut all you want, but I'm not climbing a fence. I'm going to go the long way. Me. He got told he whooped my ass, but we didn't have to climb no more fences. That's why I'm tough. I took ass whoopings from brothers and sisters. Shit, Johnson don't play, baby. I love my brother Kevin, but the only person I ever got my ass beat behind there is my brother Kevin. Oh, Dad won't be back. Put the bike back right in front of the door. 4 or 5, I'll put it back. Uh-huh. You didn't. I got to put it back. Well, I didn't ask. He could. I told you. Like, fuck Kevin Smith again. But I love my brother, and I'm very proud of him, too, just like all the rest. So, I'm too old, but I'll plan every. Anyway. So, the show's ending, but I'm not. And I had a good honor, but I'm not. I got a big honor. I was asked by a mom to homeschool and who has sickle cell because he's in a quote school system that means no leeway for him to make up for classes when he's unable to go to school. And I met her just for some basic tutoring, and she called me. She's like, you know, I was talking to the school, and if it's okay with you, I'd like, I'm like, me schooling your kid, I want to become a math teacher, and I'm kind of putting that off. See, I'm doing too much shit to be having a Sunday radio show. And it takes a lot of work to get a math degree at 46 when you got out of college. And when was Jesse born? I got out in 89. I've been in school in the insurance industry, but it's not been calculus, analytical geometry. All right, so that's going to take a lot of work. But I said, yeah, sure, I'd be a math teacher anyway. So it's an honor if you want me to. Feel comfortable? You sure you feel? Oh, yeah, we have me and Chris, and his name is Christopher, the same as my Baba. So I'm like, oh, Christopher. All right, I'll help Christopher. If Christopher feels comfortable, yeah, we talked about it, and he feels like you understand him. I'm like, yeah, I understand. I have six brothers, a daddy, all my son's friends. I sat in all the little joke fests. I know all the lingo. Boys like me. I cook. They love me. Man, not a worry. I know the boys will love me. The little girls, they don't like little fast little girls. So I let them know they fast, and then immediately they don't like me. So, and that's their mama's fault. So, anyway, this is the diary. We will go, and I'm interested to see how the law of attraction in studying really, really recently, or right from 30 to make it. That's where I had just came from. And speaking of January, where we stay at these camps for mine. Oh, what happened? Are we here? Hopefully I can celebrate her. I don't know. My switch curse, hopefully you guys are here. I'm here. My signal is here. I have a black, so I'll be back. So, over the next year, our future leaders, some key, just, you know, big block or something, that no child left behind crap, teachers union, and Johnson's girl foundation fight. She said, see, you just doing their job fighting for the we need someone now to fight for the students. You know, where do we live? A third country where we don't understand our children should be our priority. Or so simple yet in general, that we found for the right to be. That just sounds like another something for Heidi to get okay. And to school, I'm so forward to homeschooling because, of course, the kid is going to go whatever he is right now to be in. And this is sweet. Okay, so when I'm. And sells me, but temporarily cuts off. And
on when the answer connected. There's just going off. Connected. Who cares? Hopefully, everybody had wonderful Chris idea.
Okay, I think I'm back. You know, sometimes something runs its course. And let me play old school party, make sure everything's working. I'll be back. Okay, that's crappy. Is it off? Is it off? All right, yes, it's off. That was old school party, and I'm a old head. Hey, this is, I love New Year's. That was already appropriate to think, you know. And I'm like, what? Being committed is good, only when it works for you. Learn to say no. Learn to focus on what you want and not so much what other people want, especially when things have run its course. You know? So that's kind of where I'm at right now. All my kids are grown. I'm young. And I'm thinking back. Maybe I put life on hold for my kids for 20-some years, as well I should have, so they could be well-adjusted adults now, which they are. So now I can stop thinking about everybody else so much and start focusing on me. And, you know, I'm looking back at the nonprofit, at all my website invoices, and they go back all the way to 1998. That's a long time for something to exist and not a lot of people know about it, you know? So it's like I got to focus on one or two things really well, and then that will build everything else up. So that's what I'm doing. And focusing on me is the first step. And focusing on you is the first step. And not so much everybody else. And if you're a parent,
Yeah, and you have minor children. Yeah, your focus should be solely on you and on them. And it pays. That's all I have to say. As I kick back this holiday season, wow, that's why I'm sending my ex-supervisor some flowers. Thank you. Because you guys, doing something I knew was going to happen anyway, opened up so much of myself to what I should be doing. Everybody should experience that at some point in your life. And they say normally you don't until you're in your 40s. So, woohoo for 40s. So if you're 20 and you all screwed up, trust me, that's normal. You have to have the privilege of living some years. Everybody's going to make them. That's for sure. It's all about if you learn from them. That shows an intelligent person from a dummy. Keep making the same dumb mistake, then you're a dummy. So life is meant to be wonderful. It will be as long as you focus on you. And I say be study. Lead the church alone and focus on the laws of success, gratitude, all of that stuff. What you put out there, what you think about, what you envision is what you bring into your life, for good or for bad. And if you don't, positive things will just naturally attract themselves to you. I think I'm going to end now. And for all of the listeners, and there's tons, and I'm looking down the list, thanks for all the listens, thanks for all the whatever. Hopefully you're not a bunch of lunatics. Well, you are. But no, thanks for everything. I do want to love this website, www.aam.org, and check out what we do. I don't know how long these will be up for you guys to listen to. And you know what? I'm going to play one more song. And then I'm going to end. I like this one. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Oh, that song, because it reminds me of the Beatles. It reminds me of the Beatles. Now, I look out the window 1 second, it looks like he's sunny, you could take a walk. And then I look again, it's like Toto's ass is swirling through the air. What is going on here in Sacramento? Sacramento needs Jesus. There's too much going on. You know, I even stopped watching the news. You know, I'm like, how can I don't even want to continue to subscribe to cable. You know, how can I just watch the funny stuff?
I want to watch the Golden Girls. I love me some Golden Girls. Everything about the Golden Girls makes me crack up. Is it because I'm old like the Golden Girls, or are they just hella funny? I don't know. I think they just hella funny. But life is too short. There's so many things I can say away that has helped me. You help people that don't want to help, you know. I mean, I tried for so long, and that's another thing, resolution of mine. Let me tell you my resolution for 2011. I'm not trying to help people that don't really want to help themselves. I'm going to help Stacy. Now, I was going to, you know, the store had crab on sale. All right, I had me some crab. I normally do it with my family. I break myself every Christmas. That's my gift. And crab enough to make you want to throw up by the end of dinner. That's how mommy does it. Well, this year I didn't do it. Last year, I think everybody was mad at me. Everybody was mad at me, but I still went shopping in my Santa outfit and spent all my money, all $1,200 or whatever worth of crap to three mad children and a grandson that don't even know nothing. And the only one that should have gotten anything. How crazy was that? That's how dedicated I've always been to my kids. It's like, oh, I have to come through even though you... You know, and once they've grown, you really don't. That's what my advice to parents with grown-ass kids. If they can cuss you out, don't be running around at Christmas time trying to break yourself. Because they're going to cuss you out after you broke yourself, and you're going to be so mad. So this is a... But that's normal, you know. That's not a bad on the kid. That's normal. Who didn't cuss their mom out or want to at 18, 16? Once they start smelling and feeling themselves, that's normal. You know, my bad. You know, I must have did it to my mama, right? Anyway. But, you know, I'm just, we're going to see how this next year turns out. It's going to be great for me. I hope it's great for you. I love New Year's. It gives me a reason to start over, replan, clean up, get rid of people and things. And one thing I am dedicated to doing now is romance, baby. Woo-hoo! For 2011 is going to be romance for Stacy somewhere, somehow, and not over the damn internet, okay? All right, not through the internet, not electronic fake motherfuckers, okay? It's on the street. So that requires Stacy to get up out the house and do things, ride around in the vet. You have to ride in the vet. Just take a this ride and take a this look. If it can't happen that way, it ain't happening. Ain't emails, fake ass pictures, fake people. I'm like, what grammar are you using? And you're from Bakersfield? Mm-hmm. I don't think so, bud. Oh, so everybody's so, oh, let's do this. That's another thing. I've got, like, yes, like, and just because, I mean, even my phone I got. It's the fanciest of the everything, right? Yeah, I don't like it a lot, but I don't really, well, maybe I do need it because I like it so much, but I don't have to put my all into it. You know, it's like this, I was helping somebody move, and I was moving his stuff while he was getting every two. I'm like, why are you so much in the face normal to me for somebody our age? You know, you don't have to get lost in all of that shit because people are fake on just on GP, and then you give them a platform to just be. Oh, the girls that talk about dumb stuff, sexual dumb shit. Like, you know, I'm pulling back from all of that stuff. I don't need to be a part of all of that. All of that shit is fake. I used to hate it when my daughter used to be so wrapped up in all of that. I love New York and the real chance of love and all that shit. I'm like, that shit, well, what'd it do? Uh-huh. A couple of years later, yeah, get you all caught up like motherfuckers is real. That shit ain't real. A real motherfucker is the fool you see at the grocery store. You get to know, not somebody you type into getting in. No, I'm sorry. I'm not your fool. No. And I'm not a fuck all of that. That's fake, and it's ruined a lot of people. And I don't know anybody, and I don't know a lot of people, but personally, anyway, that, yeah, we fell in love, and we, yeah, you fell in love, you did all that, and by the end of there for 5-6 years. You want to kill each other. You're calling police and everything else. Or some weird shit you didn't find out till you moved in together, or crazy shit. You know, meet people on the street like we did back in the day. Use electronics, so sending pictures to your grandma. Oh, Elijah. Elijah says everything he wants now. He says, I love you. He's wonderful. I mean, I'm so blessed. I'm only 46. I got more energy than I think all my kids combined, and I'm a grandma. I love it. I can't wait for what this year holds, because I believe in some good shit. And on January 5th, my supervisor is giving a bouquet of flowers. Thanks, boo. If you still work there, she might be gone. These motherfuckers don't care. I said I was leaving. Well, since we got internet and I haven't been cut off yet, I'm through working. See? Thanks, Verizon. Anyway, this is the diary. The Association of African American Single Mothers. That's why we don't get no money. Even a black person said, take African American out. I'm like, what? It'll be a cold fucking day in hell before I'll start denying my mother and father's heritage just for some money, a grant, or whatever the hell you're thinking. And then to find out she married to somebody of the Caucasian persuasion, which I don't mind, but don't deny who you are. I'm not going to deny who I am to get anybody's money. I'm just not. I'm going to leave it up to God and truly believe. And now I know how to believe, because religion have us all screwed up on how to believe. Now I know how to believe and who to believe in. And it ain't got nothing to do with Jerry Curl wearing pastors or none of that. So I'm interested to see not only how the next year is going to turn out, but how then the rest of my life is going to turn out. And if you know, listen, the law of attraction, the law of vibration, the oneness of God, we all one. All you got to do is visualize what you want, and it'll come to you. It's crazy, but it's true. Ooh, I just wrote that. Anyway. Let me play one more since we, let's see if that'll knock the way I got to recall in 4 times before it works. Let's see, Ghetto Bound. I like that. Walk in the Sun is my favorite, but I've already played that. Da 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 da. Harvest Moon, baby. Let's go. This is the diary. We'll be back.
All right. That sounds like a stoner song. Like you burn the flash the. Is it off? And it sounds like crap to me on my end. I hope it doesn't sound like crap, but I think that's the Skype sounding like crap. I'm asking too much from a hotspot phone to be connected to both Skype and the Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate everything they do. Of course, they're going to start charging. It's been a wonderful service. It's wonderful to be here. Been on some business, and I'm doing it for some clients. We're hosting some shows for them for free. Da-da-da-da-da. Because I love to do stuff. You know, and God puts us here so we can have and do and become and create. Not to be down and, oh, I can't, I won't.
And that's why I love my parents. That's why I have to honor. And I'm like, you know what, siblings? We're not honoring our father by not, first of all, being together. But the things that I'm personally going to, I mean, you just have to honor your parents. Because I'm very lucky to have parents that I did. And if, I mean, we could have worse. I see worse. I see it all around me. And I'm actually surprised when I run into parents that care. Now, that's sad because my mother and father, they worked till one was dead and then the other one until I was 18. I'm the youngest of 11. I mean, shit, my mom, from polishing my uniform shoes every Sunday, cleaning the shoestrings, you know, all my shirts was ironed if I got sick. And we talking up to a teenage age, you know. Parents that did what they were supposed to do. That's what I was one of those. I was one of those. I was a parent that did what they were supposed to do. And you could sleep good at night when you know that you've been a parent that did what you were supposed to do and you stood strong and you know you they know you love them, but you're not going to be a pushover and you're not going to be dumb just because, you know. You know, I always say, I ain't going to kiss a kid's ass, okay? I don't kiss kids' ass. I got to laugh and let them know where we coming from. You're my kid. I'm not going to kiss your ass. If anything, you're going to kiss my ass. Okay? And I got that from my mother. No, I ain't going to kiss your ass, kid. You're going to do what I say or go and get your own place and you can do whatever you want. And I'm all for that. Shoot. Life will give you exactly what you expect. If you expect a bunch of bullshit, that's exactly what it's going to deliver to you. If you expect the best, guess what? You'll get that too. Begin to expect the best. I always knew what I know right now, what I want for myself. As I think back, 46, when I was 10, when I was 12, when I was 16, when I was 23, when I was 30, when I was, I'm like, I knew this was coming. I knew this. Everything that I studied now about these laws and stuff, I knew it. I knew it. This is why this is happening. And how dare anybody then with the knowledge keep it from just regular people? So I want to live with power for the next 46 years, and I want you to do the same. So, in love, and in peace, and in joy, and in mercy, and in goodness, and kindness, and most of all, love. Don't forget, if you can, and visit the website, know that I love you. And with faith and hope and love, you can do anything. I put you on this earth to prosper. Put me on this earth to prosper. If there's anybody telling you anything other than that, they're lying to you. May God bless you and have a wonderful 2011. Peace.